Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Kiki. I see you're wearing the shirt I got you from Goodwill.
Yeah, stop looking at my titties. Seriously. But have you noticed anything different about me?
No.
Really?
You don't?
Do you see any scars on my nose under my nostril?
Oh my God, is that from where you got your nose job? Your Accutane job?
Do you see my nostrils collapsing?
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the scars have newly appeared.
Yeah.
Got it.
We've unfortunately for me caused quite the ruckus on the internet.
Yeah.
I didn't know going into this that we could be so powerful. And I got into my first internet altercation. Yes.
Wow. Let's talk about it. Because yeah. You know what's funny is when you were telling me a little bit about this girl.
Yeah.
At first, I couldn't see the video. I think whatever video you had sent me had been taken down or something.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I finally got to see it.
Yeah. You were on a trip. So you're like actually a little bit unfilled in it. And I respected your trip boundaries, you know, because I know you're a working girl.
She was working a lot.
Yep. So I kept it cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kept my calls to a minimum.
Right. But you were going to war behind the scenes.
I wasn't really going to war, but what I was going through was an amazing story.
Okay.
So as you guys know, we had a clip that went pretty viral. At the current moment, it's like at 10 million views. I'm sure it's going to be even more than that by the time this airs. But we had a video about the Accutane nose job that goes viral. And then one of the repercussions of that was, I didn't even say do it. You know what I mean? I was just saying like my nose shrank. That was the whole story.
Experience.
It was just my experience. Said nothing about it.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
So I didn't know that in turn with that, everyone is going to say that I was lying and I faked it and I actually had a nose job and I'm covering it up.
Yeah.
I was really shook about that. And like in the past, I had always seen like celebrities and whatever. Like I've seen them and they're like, I never got anything done. And then I'm like, okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like people would be like, I'd see like plastic surgeons like analyze somebody's face over the years and be like, this
I've
is
I've seen
what,
a lot of those.
You know what I mean? I used to believe them like they were like the freaking Bible.
Right.
You know? Now that it's happened to me, I realize most of y'all don't know shit.
Yeah. I thought about that.
It was like actually eye-opening to be on the other end of it for once because I felt like it was like the first time I like found a celebrity secret. And I was like, I do think obviously people are doing things, but like in this instance.
I know. Well, I've seen so many celebrities like sit on those couches or in those interviews and be like, oh, come on, guys. Like, I would never.
Right.
Like, why does everybody always assume?
Right. And you just think they're lying.
And you just assume that they're lying.
Yeah.
But this time around, would you like to say for the record?
For the record.
You've had...
Oh, that's the other thing. I actually have said for the record, I was like, I've made multiple videos responding to this now. Me like, I just got Accutane. I've never gotten a nose job, whatever. And then people will still comment and be like, you never explicitly said you didn't get a nose job. Listen, bitch, I didn't get a nose job. Shut the hell up, okay? I actually appreciate the compliment, though. To me, it's a compliment. I'm like, you guys think I have a nose job nose? Okay,
oh
but
my goodness.
Other than that,
yeah.
I had somebody, and I'm not going to say anybody's name because quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. It's not that serious to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a person who is like a plastic surgery guru. Like a lot of their content is like explaining people's surgeries and what they've got done and like how people cover up things and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I had somebody who made a video. I wouldn't necessarily say in response to our video. However, I would say it came out the day after we had millions of views on it.
Mm.
And that person explicitly said, people are lying about Accutane nose jobs. I saw this guy that said this. So, and me being funny, I took that video and I was like, I did a video in response to it. And I literally didn't say a word. I just whispered. And the caption of my video was, I must have been 1.1 miles away because this person said, I can spot plastic surgery from a mile away.
Dead.
So I said, I must have been 1.1 miles away because they had said, I saw the scars and the collapse, whatever. And I just zoomed into my nose and I said, where? That's literally it. I didn't even say where. I said, like that. All right. I just thought, this is good, clean fun. It didn't even go viral. It's actually my like worst performing video in literally a year. I'm not even going to lie. It's nobody's seen this shit, okay?
But it sparked a battle, didn't it?
But then I was shocked because I really did it, I thought, in like a tasteful, cute, fun way. You know what I mean? Pero I did not.
Thought I was giving petty, no?
Oh, it's petty, but it's like, I just thought, like, if somebody did that to me, I'd just be like, LOL, I don't see it, whatever, you know? Anyways, I wasn't expecting this person to then comment on my videos. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I was actually recording at the time, so I was working, because I do that. And I had the video, or I had the lyrics in my hand, so I could see the notifications coming through. Mm-hmm. This person commented, I'm not even kidding you, 100 times on my video, and then kept deleting it, and then re-saying things, and deleting it, and re-saying things. Ended up saying that I stole their IP, that from, like, literally taking a TikTok that they posted.
Stitching a video?
Yeah, that they posted on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And going through it. And I'm like, I'm not monetized. This is not an IP issue. Trust. Read the law.
Oop.
I don't know where you could read it, though. But I know I wouldn't lose in the court. But
in the court of Jesus, yeah, that's for sure.
Definitely in the court of Jesus. I was just trying to be funny. I have nothing against this person. I actually liked a lot of the videos that they had posted before. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I was told that I'm stealing their IP and that what my video is misleading, then deleted all the comments, then re-commented on it and been like, I just can't believe that you would take this stuff and whatever. This is not about you. And I was like, listen, one thing, I was not upset about any of it. I'm still really not upset about it. But one thing I'm not going to have is the gaslighting that their video was not about me.
Yeah.
Because the goddamn truth of the matter is that video was about me. You can't convince me any way that the guy with the Accutane nose job is not me. When we had literally 10 million views the day before. And if you look up Accutane nose job, every video is me.
Crazy.
Yeah. I was like, that one I'm not going to be convinced about. So then I was like, okay, so now we're playing that game. Because mm-hmm. I was like, you didn't explicitly say my name, but it was about me. And I was just making a cute joke. You know what I mean? I wasn't really coming for your neck like that. I could have, like, been a little bitchier.
Right.
You know? Because people were sending it to me. Like, I had 100 DMs of people sending it to me and being like, you're fake, blah, 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 blah. People don't understand the repercussions of saying stuff. Not that I actually care. The good thing is I can take the heat. I just was going to dish it back a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just for fun. Just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I don't think that person realized that I, as an individual, also had an account besides our account. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, so then they're commenting all this stuff on my video. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, the funny part about me, I am a little shady. So I was reading them all, screenshotting them all, responding to nothing because I don't give a damn. Like, I was like, if you either can take a joke or you can't. I genuinely feel like you can't be a person on the internet if you can't take the heat.
Mm.
You should really take a, you know, turn your comments off or go back to the real world for real, because people are going to hate on you for anything.
Mm.
That's the truth of the matter.
Thick skin.
And I didn't even, that's what I'm saying. I literally didn't even say a word. I could have been nastier. I was not at all. A lot of people would have taken another way.
You could have been a lot nastier.
I could have. I'm just explaining the story now.
Yeah.
So anyways, then I was shocked to find that I actually got a response video about my video after all the comments were taken and then deleted and then written and then deleted, about 100 comments.
Then they filmed a video.
Then they filmed a response video about how I used their IP and how this is misleading and how blah, 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 blah. But nonetheless, never wanted to claim that they were actually talking about me.
Eek.
We're going to pretend that didn't happen.
Mm.
That's the wildest part to me.
Mm.
I'm like, damn, I was also fine with it. That's the other thing. I was just making a little joke. Anyway, so now I'm a crook, a criminal, if you will, with scars right there.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then I was going to check it. I got excited, though, when they made a video because I was like, oh, my God, this is my first internet feud. Like, I was so I was so into it. I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, fucking read me out. I was like, I hope everyone's comments like, he's trash. I don't know. I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I need therapy. But then this is the thing. They got weak on me. They were going to play hardball. Then they got weak. Then they took the video off.
Oh.
And then blocked me.
Oh.
Yep. And you think that's where the story ends. But now I'm a little bit like, my heart feels a little uneasy about it because I really feel like I was just making a joke and I really sent this person through a spiral low key.
Yeah.
Which was not the goal. Like, I just thought, you know, I was playing.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, I don't say I feel bad for that, but I do. That wasn't my intention. You know what I mean?
Right.
That your choice to spiral. It was not mine.
Right.
But then this person sitting here, my sister sending me screenshots, this person found her on Instagram and is watching all of her stories. Ooh, I don't post my sister anywhere. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So I'm like, now we're getting a little like, it's
personal.
It's getting like a little too much, because the thing is, I actually didn't say anything. And the truth of the matter is, I haven't said anybody's name still. If I really wanted to, I could make a video with all the screenshots I have.
Wait, but did you not stitch her video?
Yeah.
So you said her name essentially because you posted her video. Like, people know who you're feuding with. She didn't say your name in her first video, correct?
I'm not feuding with anybody. I'm not feuding with anybody.
That's why I said it was petty, because I was like, you took it a step further because you actually shared who it was. She never said your name, right? And she never said our name either.
No, she didn't. No, I'm going to give her that. She didn't say her name. However, a lot of the comments and the messages I had were directed to me. I would not have seen that video if it was not sent to me a million times.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
But you know what? I think the sad part is, it sounds like you opened the door for her to make it personal. And now she's making it real personal. She's watching your sister's stuff.
That must be my brand.
It's pretty crazy.
Anyways, I don't feel bad about it at all, actually. Like, the truth in the matter is...
I think the truth is there's no bad blood. Like, it's like, no, literally...
I have no bad blood. I would have just, like, I thought when I did it in my head, because I actually felt like I tastefully played it as far as internet. You know, I could be dramatic. Like, I could have really, you know what I mean, said
tried
some
to
shit.
Milk it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't. I thought that I said nothing. I made a little joke. I thought they were going to be like, LOL, I was wrong, or LOL, whatever. You know what I mean? I just didn't think it was going to be that intense. Maybe a DM. But then it got weird. It got into like a one-sided battle against me. And I just stood quiet because I have too many other things going on that I couldn't care enough.
No, but this is why celebrities, I feel like, have to like not comment after a while. Because it's like, you realize like it just creates more fire.
Yeah, but I'm an Aries.
Period. Yeah. He is an Aries.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Fire signs in the house.
The problem with fighting me, I'm learning on the internet.
But she wasn't trying to fight you.
Oh, no, she was. I wasn't trying to fight her.
Stop.
She wasn't trying to initially fight me.
She wasn't.
I like how we're saying she, and I said they the whole time. They.
I said she in the very beginning, so sorry. I ruined that piece.
I was really good about it.
Did you take your video down? Your video's still up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no secrets here.
As far as they, she knows. I was trying to be so incognito.
There's no secret. It's still on your page.
Okay, as far...
This was all done in private.
Because that video is not that dramatic. That's why it's still up. I'm like, I'm like, for me, at the current moment, I haven't acknowledged any of it.
Right.
This person does not know that I've seen anything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, in the world.
That you haven't seen her creeping on your family.
Yeah, no, none of it. I have not responded to a single thing, all for her knowledge. Mm-hmm. All she's seen is that I posted a video and I've said nothing back and I've posted nothing, and I don't know that you know who my sister is. God forbid you know my brother. Rob him. I'm just kidding. but I'm just saying that...
Yo.
Yeah, I've said nothing. This is my first confessional. And this is why I love having a podcast. You get to speak your truth. And I'm just saying that I can handle the heat. The good news about me in this space is that I can handle the heat, and I didn't know how much I'd be into it.
I think it's so funny because I feel like this started off as like, I thought you were just going to try to like clear your name as far as like letting everyone know that like, guys, I didn't have a nose job, and it became like V for Vendetta.
No, it's not V for Vendetta. I'm just saying, saying my story. I'm saying my story on my show.
This is my truth.
That's it. This is just my truth. This is what happened.
Life of Geeky.
And I'm just saying, you guys, I used to sing songs on the internet. So like, no one was ever coming for me.
Y'all didn't know how petty he was, huh?
No, I'm not. I could have been Rachel. I've done the least.
No, you really did.
All I did was post one video. But the question at hand is, should I have not posted the video? Like, obviously, there would have been no drama. Right?
I think if I were you, and also knowing you, the safer option would have been to just address it ominously.
What do you mean? Like, subtweet?
Like this, you know, I recently saw this video where this girl accused me of having, you know, like, if it was like that, you basically would do what she did. Where it's like, you don't address who it is, you just like acknowledge it.
Oh, see, I didn't do that.
No.
No, I put the comments in the screenshot. Yeah. Well, because I mean, like, that's what, like, really proved the point. If I had just watched the video without the comments.
To your point, though, if anybody's going to comment anything on the internet, it's now on the internet.
Right.
So you can't claim that that's, like, a private piece of property. Right. It's not IP in my opinion.
No, if you're in a public account and you're posting anything on the internet, that is no longer your IP.
Yeah.
That's the truth, especially if it's getting posted and not monetized.
Mm-hmm.
If I made $1 million off of it, we might have to talk.
Right.
It was a non-monetized video. It's a TikTok.
Yeah, no, it's a TikTok.
People rip. Yeah, people rip mine all the time. I've had a really big artist rip my freaking cover of their song and post it on their YouTube and get 12 million plays.
Well, no, we've seen the same even with clips from this show.
Oh, yeah, this happens to us all the time.
People have taken our clips and not tagged us or anything like that. So it's definitely not uncommon. But I also think that, like, I don't know.
Right. More of the story, though. I was just sitting in my bed and I thought it'd be funny.
Right.
None of this was my intention.
It's never meant. There is no vendetta.
There's no vendetta. I actually really like her content a lot. I really do. I actually like her. And I thought the video was fun and snarky, and I just thought she was snarky. So I thought that I could be a little snarky and it'd be cute and fun.
Caught the wrong
fish. I thought she'd like DM me and be like, LOL, let's keep it going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to get personal.
Right.
And listen, there's nothing against you, girl. Do your thing. Keep doing your thing. If you see this, I know I'm blocked. That, I felt like, you know, if you can't see my face because of one video, you got to get tougher skin. I have to be honest about that. That part was like too much, I think, for you mentally.
Mm.
Maybe dial that part back. I would say don't take it so serious if you're going to be on the internet, especially because you're posting videos commenting on other people's appearances left and right. And you said you don't, but then you got pictures of freaking Ariana Grande, Gigi Hadid, Bella Hadid. Those are people. So just saying, you are doing that. So don't act like you're not. So take a little accountability on that end and have a blessed life. Jesus loves you. How are you, Rachel?
Wow. I'm so good after. Yep. I'm so good.
You know what the worst part about this whole thing is, Rachel?
What?
Now that I've said this, this is going to be a freaking saga.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is going to go on again.
I'm listening, knowing that that's what's coming now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just waiting.
That's all right, though. Because the truth is, I know you do enjoy it.
No, I not.
You, I feel like you are somebody who gets a little joy out of a little bit of banter. Like, that's
I think the great word there is banter. Like, it's not serious. That's, if it was serious, I wouldn't enjoy it. But I'm like, this is not that serious.
No.
And there's many ways to look at it. Do you think I'm an asshole? Be honest. About this, not in general.
I think you turned up the heat. I don't think it was harmless. I don't think it was harmless. I think there was some gasoline added to a fire.
Do you
that
think,
maybe would not have burned at all otherwise.
Okay, but do you think that I... Okay.
But were your intentions to pour gasoline? Maybe.
Okay, but
maybe you didn't know that the fire would burn as bright as it did.
All right, but if somebody was subtweeting about you, because that's what this really was.
Yeah.
Like, you just chill with that? Because I really didn't do that part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I definitely wouldn't.
All I did was I said my experience on our show, like a nice boy with a freaking tiny little nose, with no scars. All I did, I said my experience. Somebody commented my experience in a subtweet fashion, and then I made a response to that.
I think that's the one thing I'm taking into account is I think that this happens on TikTok all the time.
All day.
So it's definitely not like you're being like a super asshole for doing it.
Right.
But I do think that like if the point was to keep the peace, then like either you would have made no response at all or you would have made a video that did not acknowledge any one particular comment. But people aren't in it to keep the peace. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, did you know you were pouring gasoline? Maybe. But like, you know, there was never any intent to hurt feelings. I do believe that. That I do believe.
I thought it was funny gasoline.
Yeah. I mean, there's a level of spice that like some people can handle and some people can't handle. I also know you're a very spicy individual in that sense. So, like, unfortunately, you found somebody who can't handle it.
Right. That's where I felt bad.
Yeah.
I didn't know my player.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is hard. Hard. Yeah. I mean, hard to know. These are strangers on the internet.
Right.
You literally never know who's going to be the one that's going to, like, take it super personally and who's going to laugh it off.
Right. I think I've been good recently. Not recently. It's been a long time. But I'm just saying I'm very good at compartmentalizing in our space. Like, if somebody's saying anything about me, that if I don't know you, actually, even if I do, low-key, but, like, if I don't feel that I know you like that and you're saying stuff about me, it really has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Really. To me, it's, like, it's just a comment.
Yeah.
You know?
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, and also, like, even the fact that you were willing to tell that story, you knew, we knew, that, like, there was going to be a lot of people who were going to be, like,
right.
You're freaking lying.
Right.
So, like, you already knew that you were going to be getting backlash.
Right.
So, that backlash was nothing special.
Right.
Like, that really wasn't bad. Like, whatever video she made, whatever she said,
right,
was not bad at all.
Right. If I didn't want anybody to comment on my nose,
then he would have never posted about it.
I would have never posted about it.
No, we wouldn't have talked about it. But that's, like, not the point of what we do here.
That's not the point. The point is, period. Let's move on.
Love it. All right. Well, you asked me how I was, and I just was still trying to take in your
story. This is what happens when you go on a trip.
I know.
Honestly, if you were in town, I probably would have just called you.
No, truly, I was going to say I felt really bad. Mm-hmm. I felt really bad when I saw you today, because I feel like I was like, oh my gosh, it was that feeling of like, I feel like I abandoned my friend. I felt bad about that.
No, it's fine.
You've been through a lot this week. A couple near-death experiences.
I know.
Plus an internet battle.
That's true.
You've been through a lot.
That's true.
And I wasn't here for any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But at least it's not like you're ignoring my calls. You know what I mean?
Sure wasn't.
I'm brave and I don't really call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I just take it. I have boundaries and I respect it.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. I was quite busy.
Yeah.
This past week.
Nashville.
It was so fun. Shout out to Nashville. It's a fun town.
Shout out to her.
Been there a few times. It's a good time every time. But I was there for work and had a really good week. It was really, really fun. It was exhausting. They had our schedules packed literally from like basically 10 a.m. to midnight every single day.
Oh.
So it was full days of activities. We would start work at 10. We'd go till around 4 and we'd have like a happy hour. Then we'd have dinner.
Oh.
Then there would be an after-dinner activity planned.
No way.
Every day.
I've never been to a camp like that.
Me neither. It was the most well-organized thing I've ever been to.
Oh, my goodness.
And, like, yeah, it was so fun. Great people. There was quite a bit of people. I want to say maybe, like, 100 people total that were involved in all of this, like, from the people who were putting it on plus the people who were attending. Mm. But a bunch of people were flown in, so it was nice getting to meet people from different places. You had people from Australia, people from London, like, it was a really cool mix, and I had so much fun. I almost lost my voice. Mm. I don't know if my voice sounds scratchy at all today, but why? If it does, that's why. Just from singing, talking all day.
Singing, like, talking?
Yeah, both of that.
I actually think talking's worse.
I think talking is worse, especially when you're talking over loud music at night.
That, yeah.
When we were going out.
Yeah.
I went to my first honky-tonk.
Did you line dance?
No.
Are you serious?
No, for all
you
I
didn't go to a honky-tonk then?
I went and I chose not to, unfortunately.
You were a spectator.
I was a spectator. In fact, I actually didn't want to go. I got talked into going. And then I was like, okay, I'm glad I came and saw. But I did not participate.
You saw, you did not conquer.
I did not conquer at all. To be honest, real talk, I was afraid that it wasn't a safe space for people like me.
What you mean?
Like, it's
interesting.
And the cut, just a little bit.
The cut.
But nonetheless, I rolled up. I literally rolled up and was like, I saw not one person of color when we first rolled up.
Really?
So I was like, this is questionable. But people were saying, people who had been, were like, don't worry, it's like a lot of hipsters mixed in with some like really old folks. And I was like, okay, like, we'll see what the vibe is. I was prepared to leave ASAP if I needed to leave ASAP. Luckily, nobody was there to like start trouble, but like I did roll up in a car full of other people of color, which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So we just kind of squatted and it was fine.
Do you think everybody had a similar mindset?
Like, what do you mean? Like the people like, in my car?
Yeah. Were you guys like kind of talking about how
you're
nervous?
Yeah, yeah. No, we decided to go together as like a strength
squad.
In numbers. Yeah. For sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, no. It's like something I feel like I've been blessed to not have to like think about too heavily being in a city like Los Angeles.
Here.
But like, I forget. I'm like, oh, it is the South. You know what I mean? As right. much as I know that the South has progressed, we've also regressed in certain right. ways. So I feel like post-Trump America is also different. And I just didn't want to be the stupid bitch that showed up and thought that everything was cute. And it was like very much tense.
But it was cute.
It was kind of cute.
Okay, good.
It was kind of cute. I didn't dance. Like I said, I was like, I'm okay on that part. But like, I was fine. Everything was cute. I stayed for like a good 20 minutes. And then went
that's
home.
It? This whole story, and you stay for 20 minutes. I was out in the cut
but I got
for 20
to witness
minutes.
It. I can say I've been to a honky tonk now.
That's fun. You know, in LA, this will be funny. You can go to this. There's actually lesbian honky tonk. In Silver Lake?
You're saying I can go to this?
No,
like,
I'm just saying,
go to this?
Yeah, you should go to this. I think you'll feel very participatory.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's a lesbian honky-tonk.
Yeah,
very safe.
That's good. That does feel safe. I don't know, like, the music and everything, it's cute. It feels very, like, Americana. But I can't say that I was, like, excited to, like, drop it low.
Well, okay, fair.
You know, if there had been different music, I think it would have been more fun and maybe more enticing for me to dance.
It wasn't just like straight up country?
It is. Yeah, it's like very much. It was live music. We got the band and the fiddle.
But like live original music or like live covers?
Live original music, from what I could tell.
I couldn't get down to that. That's unfortunately for me.
People were quick with it.
Yeah, like if you hit me with a get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor, I could really get in with that. Okay. But like I couldn't get in with like the...
Yeah.
If it was just some random person. No offense. No. Good luck to you.
Yes. But people were really into it.
Yeah.
And that's what was like funny. It's like a song would start and like before they had even like played through the first freaking line, people were already like, boom, on the dance floor, grabbing a partner and that's what do you call it? Dozy-doing?
Honestly, it's really nice. I thought it was like dancing. Is it dozy-doing?
I don't know.
I think it's really nice conceptually though to like... I'm just going out to dance, and this
it
is
was
what
a
we
very
do.
Wholesome, like yeah, actually sounds... a very wholesome activity, especially because it seemed like there was a lot of like young people. Yeah. I would guess like very young 20s who like this was their cute little like this was on a Tuesday,
right?
And it was packed, like there was a ton of people at this honky tonk. Yeah,
I couldn't even imagine going out to like do wholesome dancing.
It was really cute.
That's really sweet.
It was really cute. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, granted, I also like was like so not dressed for the occasion. Like my typical like work day attire, for those who don't know, like we're in studios, like music studios all day. So like I was literally in like the short sleeve version of this with some sweatpants and showed up to the honky tonk. And I was like, all right. Granted, there was also a really cool little vintage shop set up outside. Mm. I bought some stuff. It was very dope. Mm. But like, I debated for a second. I was like, do I need to buy some boots just so I can like walk in here and feel like somewhat appropriate?
It would have been a vibe.
It would have been a vibe. I didn't have room for my boots in my suitcase. So I was like, I can't take them back.
Yeah.
But I did think about it because I was like, I don't know if I'm like offending the dress code here because I'm wearing nothing honky tonk related. But you had a lot of girls in short skirts and boots and
jeans,
little cowgirl hats and doing their little, like I said, do-si-do. I don't know. It was cute.
Wow.
It was cute, but. I don't know if I'll go back again.
Really?
No. It's not really my vibe. I've decided it's not really my vibe.
I think it could be. Like, in the right group of people and, like, the right irony.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I wouldn't say, like, you were on a work trip. It wouldn't have been my vibe on a work trip. However, like, if I was with, like, a bunch of friends from, like, back home. I've never been. I'm just saying. If I was with a bunch of friends from back home and we, like, ironically went to the honky-tonk, I could see myself thinking it was so fun once.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But not regularly.
No.
Do they call it actually the honky-tonk?
They call it honky-tonk. Huh. Yeah, I know. It's a whole vibe.
Huh.
It felt very American, I will say that. I felt like I was in a movie, low-key. Like, I was like, this doesn't happen in real life. And then here it is.
Wow.
Happening in real life. You got the American flags all over the place.
Right.
You got people in freaking bandanas tied around their necks, the cowgirl hats, all that. I'm like, wow, this is American as can be.
Wow.
Crazy.
Well.
Yep.
We're glad you made it back safe.
Glad I made it back safe. Oh, you know what I'm going to talk about?
What?
So I know you have a lot of experience in really nice hotels. They had something in my hotel that I was like, this is amazing and every hotel needs this. Mm-hmm. They had water dispensers in the hallway. With a lever for still and a lever for sparkling.
No way.
Yes. Isn't that so dope?
A sparkling water dispenser?
Yes. You could get either one. Right outside. right by the elevators.
Really?
Yes. Which was like so clutch because like if you're there for a long period of time.
Right.
And then you don't have to worry about opening the bottles that are in the minibar.
No, I feel like half of my problem when I go to hotels, I'm dehydrated.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, this was like amazing.
Even nice hotels. So
that saved my life on a couple occasions because we were drinking quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let me just go get some water.
That's great.
Fill it up. You're good.
Yeah.
I know. It's like such a, like, that was like a luxury. I was like, that's really nice.
Right.
I remember that one hotel that you and I went to. They did the water service, which we should tell the story. One time, you guys. One time, Keon actually, you remember my first 5-star experience. Keon took me to this hotel. I shouldn't say where it is. I feel like let's keep it just a little bit.
I'm going back soon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. So we went to this really nice hotel, and this was probably at like 7 o'clock, maybe 6.
Yeah, it was dark.
6
it was
like p.m. the winter-ish. So we were getting ready to go to dinner and somebody like knocked on our door. And it was myself, Keon, and his sister. And we were like, why is somebody knocking on our door at like 6 p.m.? We like proceed to wait because we're like, there's no reason anybody should be at this door. Like, if they have something to say, they'll say it, I guess. But like,
right.
I don't know what it was exactly that like made us think that like there was some sort of like weird sex trafficking operation.
They said something weird. No, it was like they knocked.
Did they try to open the door or something? Did they try to open the door?
We opened the door later and nobody was there. So then we called and we're like, hey, is somebody trying to open the door?
Yeah.
With key access. And they were like, no.
Right.
That's what happened. And let me just rewind for a second. I walked in on a naked man in the hotel room upon check-in. You remember that part?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So the way this whole story started is we're at a very nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I am very excited to be there. It was me and you. And then my dogs were with us, mm-hmm. you know? So I was like, you know, I was excited father for my kids to be in a 5-star resort. Of course, every baby dog deserves
it. Who doesn't bring their babies to their 5-star experience? Yeah.
So I was excited. So then they gave me, and I'm like a, you know, I have like a good membership going on with this specific hotel chain. So I'm like excited. I was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You have a room for me. They're like, you can check in early. So then I walk into the room. I open the door. There's this old guy butt ass naked in our room, just like fully there.
That's right.
And I was like, you just don't expect that. You know what I mean?
No.
So like, I was like, oh my God. And like, he's like, I don't know if he was mortified. Actually, I was going to say he was mortified. I was mortified. Really, he was just standing there. I was mortified. So then I went back to the front and I was like, hey, there's somebody in our room butt ass naked.
Right.
And I thought they were going to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me put you in the penthouse suite. That's how I thought it was going to go.
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay, here, go in this room. And I was like, really? That's it?
Yeah.
My eyes are scarred. I'd never seen white pube hairs before until then. Just saying.
Wow.
So that was different for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then that happened. So I was already like low-key on edge because I was like, this place is a little freaky. So then the issue really was is that my kids were there. And then all the whole day I felt weird because like they were in the room and I was like out and I was like, I got to check on them. Like this is like a weird vibe. So then when we were going to go to dinner, we were going to leave the dogs in the room to go to dinner. And then somebody tried to open the door when we were in the room at a random time. Like it wasn't like
it wasn't. Saying, it was like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it wasn't turn down service time.
No.
Like, it wasn't like that kind of thing. So they opened the door, but we had the latch on. So then I like look outside and nobody was there. So then I call and I was like, hey, are you doing turn down service right now? And they're like, no. So somebody tried to break into our room at that point.
That's what that felt like.
Yeah. So then we didn't go to dinner and we ordered room service because I didn't want to leave the dogs.
No, because we were stressed about it,
which turned out to be for the best.
Well, I went to that same hotel a couple months later.
Yes.
And this time they did it right.
Yeah.
Somebody knocked on the door and literally said water service.
Yes.
And so we opened and I was like, oh, literally all they were trying to do is like offer us water and ice.
Yep. Yep. They just came a little early that day.
Well, it was just, I don't even remember them announcing like water service that first time.
No, it was weird.
So it was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But, and also trying to open the room. They didn't try to open the room when I was there.
Usually they'll knock if first. Before they open, even on like a normal cleaning service, hotels typically knock before they open the door.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I have never like had somebody open it, its latch, and then say nothing and run away.
But you know what? I kind of blame it on traveling with you, because I just feel like these freaky experiences only happen when I'm in your presence.
I know. That's the biggest shame about being me.
Sucks. I feel like a very trusting person most of the time.
Yeah.
And especially you and your sister, when you're with your sister-daughter, I feel like there are so many things that become like high alert moments that I'm like, I normally otherwise would be so unbothered and unworried. Right. But then it's a question of whether or not there's reason to be nervous.
Right.
You know?
I just feel like I've lived in big cities for a while now, and I've had a lot of freaky experiences. and honestly, even your minute freaky experiences, I feel like I was there for them.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Even probably. That one guy that was like on meth, that was like spinning in circles in
you're
his own
a magnet.
World and then just started traveling towards us, you know?
Yeah. Did you say that you're like a freak magnet?
I don't want to claim that because I don't want to put that out in the universe, but I do feel like that there's a lot of probability that it's true. I think that the Lord wants to spice my life up a little bit.
I think you want to spice your life up a little bit too. So the Lord's just assisting what you want in your heart.
No, I don't want to spice my life up a little bit. Okay, really, I don't. I really want to sit, stay, lay, good boy. That's what I want.
You say that, but I don't think that's the truth.
Really though?
No.
What do you think I'm doing that's bringing out spice?
And like, we were just talking about how like you don't know how to relax on a vacation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You've got a brain that really does not like stillness, I don't think.
No, I physically for sure I'm not good at sitting still.
You just horrible. Said sit, you just said like sit, lay, all that. And I was like, I don't think you could do that for more than a day.
I couldn't even do it for a day.
Probably not.
I have like, what is it? Restless leg syndrome? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, but you have it like that, for real?
No, I think it's
a little ADD as well. I think that's an ADD side effect.
I don't think I have ADD. I think you think I have ADD, but I don't think I have ADD. Because if I read about it. Yeah. Because if I read about it, ADD is like a hyper-focused tune-out. And I can multi-focus and tune in. I can do a lot of things at once, but I can't sit still at all. That's for sure. I don't want to say what I think it is because I don't want to be like, people are going to get mad. So I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
There's something going on. It's a little different, but I think it's a good thing. I mean, for everybody else, for me, it's torture.
Yeah.
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 One thing about me, if this was Indeed.com, hey, listen, I'm a multitasker. I get shit done faster than anybody else, even though I'm technically slow. Period. I got my shit going. I'm going to make new ideas for you. The only problem is I'm unavailable.
Unless you're open to watching his dogs for extended periods of time.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel and I had a conversation recently about how I'm sickeningly, available to date somebody just so that I can have a dog sitter.
He needs a dog sitter, y'all. If you're out there and you're willing to watch dogs for extended periods of time on short notice, occasionally.
Yeah. No, but I'm just thinking if you also just like lived in my house and we're like dating and I had to go, you watch the dogs.
I think there's a lot of people that would sign up for that gig.
Yeah. No, but I think there's a lot of people that'd be offended that I'm not like bringing them, you know? That's where it gets annoying. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to Turks and Caicos. Sorry, babe, you can't come.
That's kind of funny.
You know?
I was going to say in a weird way, it's like giving me flashbacks to like the like 50s marriage dynamic of like, you know, all the women are staying home, taking care of the kids. Mm. It's kind of similar.
Kind of, except I'm every piece of it. Currently.
It's true.
You know?
All the more reason why I don't believe that you could sit still and just be calm. I think all of this going back to, I think the spice is inevitable. Because you're not really a still watered soul.
But I want to be a still watered soul.
You're an Aries.
But I also think that there's, I will say, I'm going to admit to pieces of this puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
However, and I'm only going to address this again because I feel like now we're getting to sound like this is a trend. I've also never caused drama on the internet.
Until?
Once. It was one time. So I'm saying it's not regular for me. All the spice in general is not regular for me.
No, I get
that. I'm usually very relaxed. What it is I think that most people who really want spice are actually really bored. So they're adding a little spice. But I'm not bored.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
I also can't sit still when I am bored. I can do vacation for about half a day.
Right.
You know? But that doesn't mean like, I'm just saying when I could be on vacation. I just can't sit, like physically sit on the beach.
Yeah.
For that long. Like I gotta do something.
I get it.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I'm trying to ATV though. I'm not.
Okay. Listen, I believe you.
Thank you.
We can switch the subject.
Great.
So... you told me about something that I did a little research on.
Mm-hmm.
Some call it the daddy stitch. It's out there. Also known as the husband stitch. I haven't had any kids. Let me preface it this way.
Okay.
I haven't had any babies. I have had no humans come out of my vajay to date. But it's
Are you
a little
sure?
bit...
Like you're certain.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good. Certain. I'm certain.
Just checking.
I'm certain. Props to all the women out there who have. Major props. It doesn't seem easy at all. For real. Y'all deserve an applause. But so I'm researching this thing called the husband stitch. And apparently it's no longer something that people, I think, consider to be ethical anymore. But it's also, like I said, known as the daddy stitch. And essentially, it's when, after giving birth, the doctor will add an extra stitch to basically make sure your vajay is nice and tight. Unfortunately, the intention behind the stitch is to please your husband sexually. Hence why people no longer fully consider it ethical, because this isn't something that's done for health reasons. This isn't done even always because it's at the female's request. Oftentimes, it can actually be done unknowingly, or at least whilst you're maybe a little, you know, loopy after having pushed a whole human out of your vagina. So it's no longer something that a lot of people practice. However, I do believe it's something you can still request. If you know the truth to this, let me know. But it's quite fascinating. I think the medical term for this is an episiotomy, if I'm not mistaken.
Episiotomy?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yes. But it kind of baffles me a little bit because it's like, I just can't imagine that choice being made for me. This one woman was saying that like she literally was like literally on drugs, because obviously a lot of times women will get epidurals, et cetera.
Right.
And like had no idea that this was happening.
Right.
And it actually can make, I think, intercourse painful for you.
Right.
Afterwards. And so it's like, obviously you should have a say in what's happening to your body. And at that time, I don't know that you're necessarily like coherent enough to give full consent of that.
Right.
But then kind of funny though, because I'm sure there's also some women who would prefer that.
Right.
Who are like, you know, I don't know. I've heard women say things like, you know, it's never the same afterwards. And maybe this is an attempt to try to make sex the same afterwards.
Right.
But I would be curious. I don't think anybody should have to come out and say this, but if you are a female who's given birth, I would be curious to know if this was something that you would either consider having done or something that you have had done.
Right.
I think it's fascinating to me.
It's actually, what this story is telling me though, is that I feel like there's a lack of discussion in general prior to giving birth about this. Because I feel like actually, you could be like, yo, this is what I want done afterwards. And then we wouldn't have to name it anything. And then it can just be the mother stitch.
Right.
And it's like up to what you want. Because I feel like some people, you know what I mean? They want to get it right. Get it right. Get it tight. And some people, they want to keep that that little girl doing different things. You know?
Right.
So I just feel like, I just feel like it should be actually... I've never given birth, obviously, except for two dogs, as I've said.
Are you sure?
Let me check. I can't tell at the moment, but I just feel like I'm not sure that there's a dialogue about that, you know, before. No. It feels like it should be really obvious. It's like, if you're going to stitch me back,
right?
How far are you going to go?
Right. Well, to me, it could probably be had on the same level of conversation that like women getting their tubes tied is had, where you're like, yo, when this is all over and while you're up in there, go ahead and, you know, tie those tubes if you're not trying to have more kids.
That might be a little more intense.
But like, I'm just saying, I know that that's a conversation that a lot of mothers will have with their physician.
Right.
If that's something they're intending to do.
I didn't know that at all.
Oh, really?
If people are giving birth and then getting their tubes tied like in the same moment?
Yes, I believe so.
Really?
Yeah.
I had literally never heard of that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does.
It's just like crazy.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know one person for sure who has done that.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm. You give birth and after the baby's out, they do their due and then it all heals, you know? So I guess the nice part about it is at least it's perhaps one healing process all in one versus having to come back another day and have that procedure
done. I get it mathematically. I don't know. You just assume like
people, if you've decided this is your last baby, then
let's
you're
get
like,
it done right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
iconic. No. So whatever you want. Whatever you want.
So iconic. So iconic. Wow. Okay. I did not know that.
I know. But you know what? Something else that I learned recently that I didn't know was a thing, and I guess this is another thing that isn't talked about a lot, is like the PTSD that can happen from birth. Like
That makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
I have PTSD.
I like somebody said it in the sense of like I was talking to a mother recently while I was actually in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying, she's like, in a way, she's like, it's kind of funny because if you think about it, like, if your body is undergoing an extreme amount of pain,
yeah,
it's going to block that out to an extent.
Right.
So, like, it's kind of wild because I think for some women, obviously, the birthing process can be really painful and really intense.
Right.
And then you can almost, like, block it out or black out, in a sense, from the trauma.
Right.
Which is like, I guess something that would enable you to then be able to like go through it again without having the same sort of like stress about it. However, some people still just carry that stress. But I've like never thought about, like she was saying, like she knew another mother who would like just kind of like blanked on the experience because it was so traumatic.
Right.
I was like, that's something people don't talk about.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But it makes sense.
Right.
It does not look like an easy thing to do. And again, shout out to all the moms. Much love. But I just was like, it'd be kind of crazy to feel like, oh, like, how was your birthing experience? And you're like, I don't remember.
I don't hear that ever.
No.
I don't also ask that question ever, but but I don't think I've heard that. Not even in a movie.
I just can't imagine, like, that would be kind of crazy. Like, imagine, like, you literally, like, you kind of black out and then, like, boom, your baby's there. And you're like, I don't remember the birthing process.
Right.
Crazy.
Wow.
I know. Wild.
Did you hear that one story about the lady who faked her pregnancy and then stole her friend's baby? She murdered her and cut the baby out of her and then went on acting like that baby was hers.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
True story.
True story.
What?
Yeah.
Just are sick.
Yeah, no.
That's
so
sick.
Yeah, like I guess she was having marital problems and like they were going to separate unless she was pregnant. So she like faked a pregnancy and like didn't know how to deal with it the whole time. And then actually her friend wasn't even due. And she like went over, murdered her, cut the baby out of her womb. The baby didn't survive.
Oh, it died. Yeah.
Well, because it wasn't.
It wasn't a proper retrieval.
Yeah, it was too early. It was a preemie, like to the max.
Holy cow.
And then she pretended she gave birth and they ended up finding her bloody speeding with this baby on the way home. And the cops pulled her over for speeding. And she's like, I just gave birth. That's why I'm speeding. So they brought her to the hospital. Then at the hospital, they questioned her because she was not willing to undergo an exam about giving birth. And then they like ended up, she gave in and they were like, you literally did not just give birth. So then they figured out all
she
this.
Lied.
Yeah. You know what? She's on death row.
OMG.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it definitely is scary. But and I then just, you know what's the craziest part about this story, though, to me was a lot of the comments on it that I read were like, they're like, this is more common than you think.
Of women faking a pregnancy or women murdering their friends and stealing their baby?
I would just imagine stealing somebody's baby, I feel. But, like, murdering and stealing a baby is, like, so crazy to me.
But, like, maybe just stealing a baby? Like, I'm like, what is common?
I read it as murdering.
Like, I'm
your
like, are
friend.
People stealing a baby from a hospital? Like, I don't know. Like,
that
I'm just
feels
like,
common, but I'm thinking murdering your friend and stealing their baby. Feels, yeah. But I'm
I
like,
would haunt someone to the ends of the earth if you did that to me.
Nah, crazy.
And my child. I'm coming back. I'm telling you right now, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come back and haunt you for the rest of your life. It's gonna be intense.
Yeah.
No, like, it's gonna I'm gonna be the worst ghost you've ever seen.
The rest of her life isn't long.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
People want kids that bad. I mean,
but I don't think it was about wanting kids. I think it was wanting to save her lie.
Oh, her lie.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
At that point.
But why even lie? I mean, granted, I'm not in her shoes. I don't know what she was going through at home, but like,
I don't think that we can rationalize somebody who's not mentally well.
No.
You know?
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. I don't know how to transition out of that. That's rough.
I've been going through a lot of highs and lows lately.
Aw, sounds like you need a day one, honey.
The CBD-infused sparkling water?
Yes. What's great about CBD is it doesn't make you feel higher or lower. It balances the body and the mind.
Hmm. Sounds like a great way to cut out distractions. And isn't it zero calories?
Yes, Skinty Mini. I'm telling you, you need a day one. Luckily for you, I have one right here.
Ooh, let me try.
Drink up. Drink it day one.
Use code DADDYMOMMY for 25% off.
It's so scary, right? That whole story. Would you say that's like one of your biggest fears?
No.
Really?
I've never thought about somebody murdering me for my child.
Oh, it could be one of your biggest fears.
Sure. Maybe. Maybe down the line.
You want to know one of my biggest fears?
What?
Imagine this. I start on OnlyFans. I'm posting my booty hole on the internet. My whole perineum. Sacked. Schlong, everything. I'm giving it my freaking all. And then it fails. I have one subscriber. That is my biggest fear. Like, you know how like everybody's always just like, oh yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then the back of your mind, you're like, okay, well, I could always start an OnlyFans and just be rich.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you did start one and you were not rich. That's so crazy to me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, it's like I'm out there putting my whole thing on the internet and I'm not making cash. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. Like, that would be devastating on another level.
No, I actually feel like there's a lot of things I could recover from and that's not one of them.
No, that's tough. Yeah. Like we were just talking about before we started. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm grateful that I feel like I have a pretty high sense of self-esteem.
Yeah.
That would ruin it.
That would wreck.
That would ruin it.
That would wreck me.
If I gave my all to the internet and had one subscriber. No.
Because I just feel like you give up a lot by posting your nuggets on the internet.
I mean, yeah, what else is there to show after
that? Right. And I feel like in a weird way, I could imagine it's a freeing experience.
But if you had an OnlyFans...
If I had an OnlyFans and it failed, that could single-handedly be the most devastating thing that would ever happen to me. Seriously.
It's rough.
Because sometimes I like think about it. Not that I'm like at the point where I'm like, I want to have an OnlyFans. You know what I mean? But like, seriously, if I really was like, you know what? Fuck it. Things are not going the way as planned. I really just want to get my bag. I don't care what people think anymore. Like, I just want to do my thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a camera. I'm going to post it. I'm going to do all these things. Full b-hole. Everything.
Wow.
And then I have one subscriber and I make $7.99 a month. And then the worst part about it is like, imagine like posting it on your story, right? And be like, hey, follow my OnlyFans. Because you got to market it, right?
Yeah.
So you got your hometown friends. Your friend's parents are seeing that you have an OnlyFans and then you have one subscriber.
That's brutal.
That's tough.
Actually, this just prompted a fun question for me. Is there one person in your life who, if you think they were that one subscriber, you're like, it would be this person?
I think I have a few.
Really?
Yeah, none of them I want them to.
I have a friend who got on there and she was surprised at the number of people she knows personally who chose to follow her. And I was like, ooh, that gives me the ick. We didn't do an egg of the week this week, but that's my egg of the week.
People who are your hometown
people
friends.
People who are your hometown friends following you on OnlyFans. Like, that's like, ooh.
It could be a, but also at the same time, I'm like, what a fantasy. I'm just saying.
No, I get it. I get like, why they would. I get why they would.
No, I think like,
I just wouldn't want to know about it. Like, I'm like, that's why I'm like, I wish we were private.
I'd imagine most, like, of your is it subscriber followers?
Subscribers.
Subscribers are people you know first.
Mm.
Like, I think that's probably pretty innate.
It does
unless
make
you're like
sense.
Already like a celebrity or like an internet personality in some capacity.
Yeah.
I would imagine if you're just like a small town hottie,
mm-hmm.
mostly it's going to be random creepy guys that you do actually physically know.
Yeah, like I think, but there's something like, I don't know, big props to the people who have the confidence to like do it because I don't know, I guess if I were putting my body out on the internet for everyone to see, it would feel less weird if it were strangers looking at it than people that I know.
That is 100% facts.
That's like, wow. But if you have the confidence to be like, listen, it doesn't matter who's looking.
Yep. Here's the
big props to you.
For me, I think the beginning would be really odd, but the second I'm getting paid $1 million a month, God willing,
I don't
even know if I can pray at that
point. If you're bahad bahabi.
Yeah. If I'm making $1 million a month, I don't give a damn. I could separate Schlangen State.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, honestly.
I'd be so unbothered.
To your point, though, if you were making $7.99 a month.
I'd be very embarrassed.
That's like.
Yeah. No, that's really bad. And the other thing, I'm like, I don't know, can you delete it? Somebody's going to have screenshots. It's too much, like, at that point.
And
it's
now
like,
it's on the internet.
Right. It's like, remember that time I started on OnlyFans and failed? That's tough. And I've actually had a couple friends. I had a friend who was, like, kind of an OG OnlyFans person. And unfortunately, I knew that he was doing OnlyFans because, like, he was posting about it, you know, on Instagram. But we were also friends on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets really blurry because it's, like, you're just, like, sitting there scrolling on your feed and then all of a sudden you're just seeing, you know, all that. And you're just like, wow, that's my friend. I was not that curious. That's crazy. Good for you, skinny dick. But, listen, that's a part of it.
It is.
I made a judgment call instantly. I said, skinny dick. I was surprised by that because, you know, he's kind of a juice head. So it really threw me off. And also, I was literally just on Twitter. I was just like doing my thing, just scrolling. But
he
also canceled his OnlyFans.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never actually been on OnlyFans. But like I said, I have friends who have accounts. And it's kind of crazy because I remember one time, there's one, I say kid, he's not a kid anymore. I met him when he was a kid. And I remember them talking about his OnlyFans, like basically like some people in my circle were like, oh, you didn't know so-and-so had an OnlyFans?
Wait, are you talking about that kid?
Nope, different. Oh. Nope, different kid. And it kind of blew me away actually because somebody pulled it up and was cycling through a couple photos and I was like, wow, like, there's just certain things that, like, you can't unsee,
right?
You know? And that I think, is part of the problem of following people that you know personally.
Right.
I don't think I'll be able to look at him without seeing some of those images.
Right.
Now that I've seen them.
But, like, it sounds like you're seeing them in your head with disdain instead of, like, compliments.
Well, I also am not, like I said, I don't have an OnlyFans. I've never, like, logged in for myself. So, like, I've never sought that out necessarily.
Right.
But I have, like, again, nothing but love and respect for the people that make that their living. I get it. But I also think that it would just be weird. I wouldn't want people I know to follow me if I were on there. And I think if I were on there, I also would not follow people that I know. There's nobody that I'm like, oh, I really want to see that person naked. Like,
I wonder if you can block people.
I wonder.
I doubt it, though. Because I'm like, I feel like they're... I'd imagine.
But then again, why would you if you're like,
well, if you're making,
if your goal is to make money and they want to pay money.
Right. But if you're making like $1 million a month, like $7.99 subscribers, like not going to make a difference. But
person,
I'd imagine.
You probably have to give like a good reason.
Is the interface like anonymous though? Like that's the part that's throwing me off actually about this whole story is like, mm-hmm. shouldn't the interface be anonymous? Like if you're going to be a person who's consuming content, like wouldn't you want people to not know that's you?
No, because you have to, like, market it.
No. I'm not saying as the person who's the...
Oh, you're saying the person who's watching.
You're the consumer.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some, like, people, I think, are just careless about it and just, like, don't even think to, like, pick a pseudonym or something that would, like, keep
their
identity
veiled. It's
just
weird to me. Like, it feels almost unnecessary that, like, somebody on OnlyFans would know your... I guess because... No, I don't know.
I think people are just creating accounts with their names. They're not thinking about the fact that, like, oh, so-and-so is going to see that that's me
right.
watching.
Right.
they probably aren't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But they see you. Let me tell you, they see you. They know it's you.
They see you and they know that's you. Moral of the story is if you're going to make an OnlyFans account, not as a performer, don't use your name. They can see you and they do know it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've heard all that.
That's a lot.
Well, that leads me into thinking we should go into our favorite segment of the day.
Let's do it.
Cancel me combo. Cancel me combo is a silly little term that describes the healthy debate of a mildly or extremely controversial subject wherein daddy and mommy participate in the beloved practice of rock, paper, scissors to select sides and then proceed to argue in favor of their assigned position regardless of their personal beliefs. Disclaimer, neither daddy nor mommy are legally permitted to be canceled from these conversations.
What's our cancel me today, Kiki?
Well, speaking about what we've been speaking about, something... This is really an important conversation, and it's something that's not said a lot, but we need to talk about it. And the question of the day is corn art. And when I'm saying corn, just replace the C with a P. We're not trying to get canceled by the internet right now. The algorithm is against corn, so we have to say corn.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So is it art? If you win, you have to argue that corn is art, actually. Okay. There's something artistic about it. If you lose, you have to say, what?
It's corn.
Corn is not art. Okay?
All right. Wow.
All right.
All right.
Let's do rock, paper, scissors for it. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I lost. It's not art for me. For you, it's art.
It's art for me. Wow. Okay. Okay. Let me prepare myself for a second so I don't laugh through this whole thing.
You can do it.
There's something so beautiful about the combination of, you know, bodies, sounds, liquids, all the beautiful things that, you know, we get from a certain type of content that is perhaps X-rated. I think that we need to appreciate the work that goes into these performances, the preparation, the performance itself, even the post-care that has to probably go in after some of these scenes. It must be intense. You know, I've heard people say that corn artists are some of the most practiced and well-prepped in the world. There's a certain level of cleanliness, a certain level of intention and skill that goes into what they do that I think many of us could simply not accomplish. We're too novice, really. And that's why you have to leave it to the artists who really know what they're doing. I think that these people work really, really hard to be really good at their art. And we see it. We see it played out on screen. We see, you know, the attention to detail. We see the passion. We see the physical strength and, you know, tenacity that it takes to get through some of these scenes. And I just applaud them for being able to have such stamina, for being able to perform at such a high level, to, you know, give us joy, pleasure, all the things that people are seeking when they go to watch corn. And it's truly something that is admirable and enjoyable to watch if you're somebody who enjoys it. And I want to give it up for all of the corn artists out there for giving us an unreal experience and such a unique type of art. Bravo.
Wow.
Indeed.
There was that. There was that little thing. Okay, so you're trying to convince me that being a corn star is being an artist. Mm-hmm. I have to argue very highly against that. I think that being a corn star is more reminiscent of being an athlete, actually. Being in corn, or corn itself, is athletics. It's a sport.
Mm.
And the thing about it is, is there anything artistic about it? No, it's competitive. It's physical strength. It's dominating, just like football, really.
Mm.
And I think there's an element of like gymnastics in it, aerobics, even if you will. If you're like a top performing corn star, I'd imagine you can do the splits and take two in the back at once. Not a lot of people can do that. It's an unbelievable skill set. Is it the best skill set in the world? You guys can tell me. But what I want to say is, should corn be in the Olympics is a better question. Because let's think about that. It's an unbelievable piece of your body. The people who can do corn to the highest level, who are really raking it in, doing all the skills, I think they deserve to be center stage. They're already center stage on the internet. But
put them on a stage.
Should they? I'm just saying, every 4 years, all the corn stars come out. It's our first ever mixed gendered sport. And you guys have to do all the little moves. And if you can do the moves with the best form, you get a rating. Just like gymnastics. It's a little bit different. But
you know, I just have to say, gymnastics, another beautiful athletic art form. Synchronized swimming, athletic art form.
Okay, you can say art form, yet they're in sports categories. You ain't going to a museum and seeing
But there
that.
Is an artful quality to what they do, no?
There's an artful quality to life. Do you think you walk around here and thinking I'm in a Picasso?
Sometimes.
There's pills for that. I'm just saying.
There's pills for corn, too. Mm-hmm.
There are pills in corn and sports in mm-hmm. general.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say that to sum this up, I think that there is a phenomenal, some people, corn stars, have a phenomenal ability to stretch, bend, maneuver, and extend their bodies in ways that a normal person can't. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of agility and endurance. And it's very much a skill set that I think that should be on a professional level. It is high paid, I hope. I think nowadays it is, mm-hmm. if it's on your own channels. Own your corn. But I think that it should be an Olympic sport, realistically. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, don't get me wrong, were the Olympics not done in the buff at the beginning? I believe that they were.
Wow.
So wasn't that kind of what we were alluding to at the beginning?
Wow.
I'm just saying, there could be a way that this is artful.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever can go the longest wins.
And think about that.
A sort of Hunger Games, if you will.
Yep.
An end scene.
I just love using the term corn star. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. I know, I really like corn star.
Like a corn star.
My favorite part about this whole thing is, you know, somebody on the internet's going to be like, what's corn? Why are you talking about corn like that?
Corn did have a really big moment mm-hmm. on the actual corn.
No, yes.
Had a big moment on the internet. So I actually think people will be very confused by this little combo. But nonetheless, you know, I think I love the idea of making corn an Olympic sport.
No, I didn't think I was going to go that way. But then as I was saying it, I was like, really?
I'm just like, my favorite thing is thinking about what the categories of judgment right. would be.
I mean, elasticity, endurance, strength, form.
Volume.
I just think that, I mean, like, and volume. That's right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The long
there's
shot.
There's a lot you could judge.
No, but
on.
I'm just saying, like, it's not like sports in general, like, some of them are subjective, like gymnastics, for example, which is an Olympic sport, takes mm-hmm. a lot of endurance. However, you're going based off of a judge's score. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, you could make a game out of it.
You totally could.
It's like figure skating when there's two of them.
Yeah.
But instead...
Just like figure skating.
But instead, we're running a train, you know?
And there's that. And there's that. But... I don't know. I would say if somebody started a corn Olympics, I'd be curious to know what your categories are.
Yeah, it'd be funny if you like switch partners like here and there. And it's like you're competing against the other person.
Well, you couldn't though, because you wouldn't do that in the Olympics. You can't just
switch
partners.
No, you could. You could because like maybe not in the Olympics, but like if you're like in your home, you know, worlds or whatever, you can switch partners. If you're in the same country or whatever, emphasis on the cunt. But if you were doing that, and then all of the people that you used to be like teammates with or like against, like your Eskimo bros, and then it's just like...
What's an Eskimo bro?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You don't know what Eskimo bro is?
No.
It's like when you and somebody else have both...
Oh.
You've both interacted with another being. Uh-huh. And that's something you share in common. Like, after that's happened, you're now Eskimo bros.
I've never heard that term before.
Are you really?
No.
It's very common.
Never heard it.
Listen, the Eskimo bros in college, they're running rampant.
I believe it.
There's a lot of Eskimo bros out there.
I believe it.
And I don't want to say anything specific, but sometimes you can be Eskimo bros with a woman.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that very much so. Yep. Wow, taught me something new today.
Yep.
Thanks for that.
And there it is. Wow.
Wow. Well, you know.
We kept that wholesome.
Some whole.
We kept that with some whole.
We did keep that with some whole.
Yeah.
To our parents who watch this show.
Aw.
We love you and we're sorry. If anything comes across as a little too graphic, we tried not to.
I don't think it can be. I don't think it can come across as graphic because you're here and I'm here and we both know how we got here, ladies.
We just know certain things are out there, certain things exist.
Right.
And we're not afraid to talk about it.
We're not.
Nope.
It's just all we're here for. We just keep asking questions. We stay curious and
we add a little spice.
We add a little spice, but it's all love. In the end, always. It's always about love.
Love wins.
Always about love. Doesn't matter what we say. There's always love and intention behind it.
Mm-hmm. Unless this one is involved, then maybe there's some other intentions behind it.
It's bigger love.
And cheers. Cheers to bigger love.
Cheers to bigger love. I hope you all have a good day. I hope you all stay safe.
Yes.
For real. Don't take all this too serious.
We'll see you next time.
I know how.
Oh.
Oh. We'll see you next time.